The Paschal Epistle of His Eminence Metropolitan Nicholas of the Russian First Hierarch of the Russian Church outside Russia. Most Reverend Brother Archpastors, beloved in the Lord, fathers, brothers, and sisters, with joy and thankfulness in my heart, I greet you on this salvific night of Pascha, when our Lord Jesus Christ rose on the third day, pouring out his unfailing love and mercy on the whole world. Christ is risen. This radiant and joyous Paschal greeting has the wonder-working power to call forth in the human heart joy, forgiveness of all, and love. This day, which the Lord hath made, Christ's Pascha, give wings of faith to those of little faith, and strengthen those who despair of life. Truly, in a world frequently faced with crises and uncertainty, Pascha shines like a beacon of hope. Thus, in these difficult times, when mankind is seized by various misfortunes, let us hold fast to the risen Christ and find in him consolation amid sorrows, strength in our ongoing struggle with sin, and surety of eternal life. On the threshold of his suffering, the Lord was surrounded by human passions that led him to Golgotha. The Pharisees had long sought to kill him, while the people, who only days before had ecstatically greeted the Savior in Jerusalem, were now powerfully disenchanted with him because he did not turn out to be the political Messiah who, as they had hoped, would deliver them from the Romans and restore the kingdom of Israel. To the shouts of Hosanna and the cries of crucify him, just as to accusations and false witness, Christ responded with silence. As the gospel says, but Jesus held his peace. Preaching in Galilee and Jerusalem, the gospel of the kingdom, which is not of this world, Christ did not speak out about the Roman occupation or the imprisonment and execution of the forerunner. He did not call on the people to overcome the torturous problems of human society or societal ills, but rather a fallen human nature in the name of healing it and transforming it into a divine nature. The Lord preached his gospel and worked wonders, comforting those in sorrows and strengthening their faith. And we, as the body of Christ, raising ourselves above contemporary political squabbles of every stripe, we are called to show care for the man starved of love, bringing him the good news of God's word through prayer and the example of our lives. It is namely prayer that helps us not to become embittered and lose the image of God. And since working wonders is beyond our ability, we can and must, according to the commandment of Christ, selflessly do good deeds for the consolation of our neighbors. Therefore, as we celebrate the saving Pascha of God, let us continue our labors in raising financial and humanitarian aid to benefit those who suffer, fervently praying for peace in the Holy Land and in Ukraine, and warmly receiving refugees, among them clergy of the Ukrainian Orthodox Church. Acting in this way, we will make our humble contribution to the work of establishing Christ's kingdom, becoming the light of the world and the salt of the earth. We note further that our so-called silence is not a passive state, but on the contrary, it is most active, demanding patience and great effort, and is instrumental in overcoming discord and accomplishing the union of all, for which we pray at every divine service. May our Lord Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, who once said to his followers, "Rejoice," and "Peace be unto you," repeat these radiant greetings in the hearts of each of us in these holy and grace-filled days of the celebration of Holy Pascha. Amen. With paschal joy in the risen Christ and asking your holy prayers, Nicholas, Metropolitan of Eastern America and New York, and first Hierarch of the Russian Orthodox Church outside Russia.